So today I picked up a kid after school today to go give him his one of the skater kids we sponsored to go give him his free English lesson that comes with skating, and we're driving down the road, and in his car starts honking at me, and I start nodding my head and give him a thumbs up and smile, and it's like, what? That's usually someone honks at you and you do something else with your hands. So I said to the kid, you know, I'm driving down the road. I said, do you know why that driver just did what that driver just did and why I just did what I just did? He goes, well, he wants to be careful. I said, well, okay. I'm screaming up to the intersection, coming to an abrupt stop. Most Taiwanese scream up to the intersection and carry on and go through. Because they plow in and they turn and do not look. And they just expect everyone else to get out of their way. And that guy knows that Taiwanese do this. And he knows it's dangerous. And he knows there's a good likelihood that that could happen. So he's honking to stop that from happening. I'm nodding to let him know that he's right on the money. He should do that. He's honking at me. He's interrupting me. He's messing with me. He's telling me something I already know. I could be upset about that. But the truth is, I like what he's right. That guy's right. He should honk at people doing what I do in Taiwan, most of them. So I'm with him. I'm with that guy. So I'm nodding to communicate. Yes, I got you. You're right. Yeah, we're on this. Yes, of course I'm stopping. Yes. And thumbs up. Yay, do that again next time. That's good for you doing this type of thing. And then a block later, I said to the kid, do you know why I just told you that? He said, no. I said, because good parents in America will talk to their children while they're driving. Do you see that car? Did you see what he did? That's dangerous. Okay. Did you see what I did? I could drive quickly, but I slowed down because that guy's crazy and I need to stay away. Okay. You know, this is like parents explain this to their kids so they know that when they get older. I said, do Taiwanese parents do that? He goes, no. I said, my father was a driver's educator. He's a driving teacher. Or you'd see, my dad taught driver's ed. Okay, but Chinese speakers don't know what driver's ed is. They know what a driving teacher is. Okay, so I said, my dad was a driving teacher. Yeah, I've done teaching, and my dad would do that. That's the best way to teach. Teachers from a classroom will tell you that the best way to teach is just through life as life happens. And this kid goes, yeah, that's right. That's true. That's really true. That's really true. And now this is coming from a kid in Confucianism. They don't do that in Taiwan. Why do I teach this kid English? Because he's willing to listen to good ideas. I want him to have power and be awesome because we need people who want to do things right to be awesome. Strengthen the strong. Work with the people that can be worked with. Very, very simple, easy, effective idea. So, well, I don't know. We got home. We got to the thing. You know, did look. This kid wrote half the cursive alphabet today for the first time, utterly amazingly. And no one's ever going to teach him how to write cursive correctly. You know, why are you doing cursive? He's going to learn English. He needs to know what the language is. So we looked at copper plate. I showed him Danielian versus Palmer and the block letters, you know, how people used to write things. So it's like the way they teach handwriting in Taiwan is the way America taught handwriting 100 years ago. 1978, they introduced Danielian, which is a flowing print that goes right into cursive. Much better, but I still would like the letters less curvy, but still a little bit curvy, and then practice doing curves with the pen for one day and then do an ultra curvy cursive. And it really is even yet easier. It's even easier than Danielian. You know, Danielian is presuming that the children are not going to understand art, that they're not able to draw creatively. So we're just going to have them draw these letters and then those letters. How about you have them draw letters that look good first, and then have them draw curves, and now they've already practiced the cursive, and the cursive will be even easier for them. Why not do it that way? Oh, well, that's teaching technique. Rather than content, they're practicing technique. And too much in education doesn't focus on teaching technique. typing programs have you type words or letters. You should be typing phonetic combinations. You should be typing T-I-O-N again and again. You should be typing E-I-G-H and O-U-G-H again and again. Hashtag I love Lucy. Look up I love Lucy, O-U-G-H. It's hilarious that this guy's trying to pronounce the English language. Doesn't make any sense at all. So, no, I showed that to the kid today. Like, we did the O-U-G-H words and the seven different sounds that O-U-G-H can make. Oh, ow, ooh, off, up, what, off, ow. I mean, it's like, what a mess. So the kid's laughing, and it's so hilarious. And I'm like, do you know that English speakers laugh at that because we hate our own language? He goes, Chinese is the same. Chinese is a stupid language. I'm like, yep. The world is dominated by people that speak the two stupidest languages ever, Chinese and English. And what am I studying? Why? I guess my life isn't hard enough, so I gotta be raised as an English speaker and then learn Chinese. He said, why not speak Spanish? This is the sound. That's what the sound is. Ah, no, no, no. You're never going to run the world that way. But I think there's a lesson in that. We've got to learn as we go through life. Okay? All right. We've got to learn more by practicing individual techniques, not just the full skill, but the individual techniques. All right. Life's got to be difficult. I mean, seriously, why is the world run by people that speak English and Chinese? Because our everyday lives are difficult because we've got the weirdest, most discombobulated languages ever. And so we have to be awesome just to be able to communicate. And so that makes us awesome. And now we're communicating. So it's like Rock and Guy Lee. It's like Rock Lee and Mike Guy and Naruto. You know, they run around with these incredibly heavy weights on their legs constantly. They fight big villains and win battles with weights on their legs because they've got to make everything extra hard. They work hard. It's like, that's English. It's trying to speak English as your everyday language or Chinese is like trying to go through life like Rock Lee. And so it's like, I'll go back to what I started the podcast week about. Why does God let bad things happen? Bad in big fat quotes. Hello. It's just so that we don't turn out as Marie Antoinette's. I mean, is this really that hard? Is it really that hard? What's so difficult about this to get?
Let me tell you something you already know. Life ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a mean and nasty place.
Look. Yeah, Rocky Balboa. Okay, Sylvester Stallone. Okay, so I look. I don't know. Your life is going to be as awesome as it is hard. Yeah. That's it. I'll go over it again. If we're going to teach people, if we're going to learn, we've got to explain as we go. We go along through life, making sure that we. You don't lecture people and filibuster your days. You got to point stuff out once in a while. Let kids sit and go through their lives, but when something happens, drop 10 words to explain it. And now, did you notice that? Did you see how he did that? Isn't that interesting? I just want you to notice and walk away, let the kid go back to his life and continue going through his life. But then point stuff out once in a while, not too much. And we got to practice technique. Practice the techniques, whatever it is. Whatever it is, break it down. Japanese are dominating the skateboarding because they practice the techniques. They're called park bots. The OGs hate on them all the time. Call them park bots. Hey, well, guess what? You want to be good, you got to practice techniques. You got to practice technique. Okay, and then it's got to be hard. You need that difficulty. When you discover your own failure, you've got to be happy about it. It's like, I failed. No, you see that you failed. You fail all the time. Goodness, I left my phone at my house today and drove 30 minutes without knowing. Now, when did I fail? At 7 o'clock when I left without my phone or at 7:30 when I discovered it? I fail all the time and don't know. So it's not when you fail. It's when you discover you fail, you've got to be happy because that's really hard, but it's an opportunity where you can grow. Do you want to grow or not? Then be happy about good things. All right. See you next week.